I really just cram it in. And I think I do that as a safety mechanism. Have you ever used time as a safety mechanism to keep you away from your thoughts? That's what I do. I use time as a safety mechanism to keep me away from my thoughts.
Watch it, I fall, beginning of calm. The storm has been brewing, and who can I call? I'm back on my path, been broken in half, fulfilling the dream. Now look how they left. They thought it was over, had nothing to give. Gave them my soul, I put on the show, but still on the low. They said I wouldn't make it, they hated I find the strength of my mind. You struggle, been real, but look how I shine. I'm struggling still, but I'm on my grind. I thought it was water, but it looked like rain. Please understand all my joy and my pain.
Hello, listener, inconsistently consistent podcast. I'm Eric, better known as Everything Real Is Known. Let me just adjust my mic a little bit. You know, someone asked me today, do I have enough time for myself? And it kind of threw me by surprise because I was like, shit, I don't really have time for myself because I'm always running and I'm always doing extra shit. So it kind of caught me off guard when someone asked me, do I have enough time for myself? I try with all of the shit that I got going on, but I'm not going to lie, listener, I pack a lot of shit in. And I don't stop packing shit in because I feel like there's not enough time in a day and I just got to get it all done in that same day. So it's kind of crazy how I go through life and I take time for granted. I'll say that. I do take time for granted because I don't spend enough time not just with myself, but with family and with other people aside from them doing what it is that I'm into or whatever the case may be. Bad on me, right? I'm like 10 steps ahead, 50 feet behind in a fucking race. I am not on par with time at all. But, you know, it's also a good thing, right? Because when I don't have the time, it gives me a chance to create, right? I'm in this blogosphere of where time just doesn't really make any sense to me. And I get to create and I get to do this weekly show. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm always floating behind the schedule. This season, if anything has shown me anything at all, because I mean, obviously this season is about water and I'm like, water this, water that, water this, right? If anything has shown me anything before, it showed me that, man, I pack way too much shit in there and I just really don't have enough time for shit, right? But despite that, despite everything that happens that surrounds my life that I cram shit in, I don't have any time for like friends or family or like to do shit for myself or jump into shit that I want to get into. You know, I got, I'm behind on shows. I got brand new fucking video games that I haven't even cracked or played, right? I just watch the reviews. I just watch the reviews of shit and analyze and sum up shit based off of the reviews that I see on YouTube. You know, I'm a YouTube head. Y'all know I go to YouTube University. I do that shit for everything. But look, I'll be behind on shows because I got so much shit that is going on in my life. But it's like when I do take the time for myself and when I do get that time back, right? People are like, well, you had like a couple of days here, you know what I'm saying, where you wasn't doing anything, where you were just chilling. And I'm like, listen, those couple of days wasn't shit. I need like a week to feel comfortable in my time, in my blogosphere. But I feel like, but it's like a double-edged sword to me, right? Time is like this, right? When I have a lot of it, it's like I'm not in creative mode. I'm not creating. So I tend to try to spend time with everybody else that I've been shunning off and that I've been pushing away. I try to spend time with them and say, hey, listen, I want to spend time with you. I just want a little bit of your time. And then when I get rejected, I get hurt, right? Just like a double-edged sword for me with time, because when I got the time, nobody else has the time. And I'm all pissed off because I pushed them away when I didn't have time. But then when I do have time, everybody else wants a piece of my time. And then I never really have time to really do anything. So it's kind of like I'm walking a fine line of like losing friends and losing people that are close to me. But at the same time, it's like I'm in the best creative streak that I've ever been in. I mean, who the fuck can really say that they kick on a camera and do a weekly show and have like tons of shit going on, right? Y'all already know about Weird Clothing. Y'all already know that the podcast. Y'all already know that I work a 9-to-5. Make that 2 9-to-5s. So I really just cram it in. And I think I do that as a safety mechanism. Have you ever used time as a safety mechanism to keep you away from your thoughts? That's what I do. I use time as a safety mechanism to keep me away from my thoughts. If I'm by myself and I just have nothing but time and nothing but me and my thoughts, because nobody wants to hang out with me, right? If I got nothing but time on my hands and I'm just by myself with my thoughts, oh man, my thoughts could get really, really fucking dark, right? And I'm by myself with these thoughts, just trying to figure it all out, right? I tend to say, like, I'm like that old man that's looking outside of the window, banging on the fucking window, like, hey, 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 yelling at kids and shit. That was me not too long ago, because I had a whole lot of time on my hand. When I should have been getting ready and prepared for the show, but it was like I had already kind of accomplished that. I already knew what was going to happen. I already knew where I was at with my show. So I had so much time to just sit back, chill, and just relax, right? But then I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get with family and friends and get with people that I had pushed away. Like, listen, I don't have the time for you right now. Now they don't have the time for me. And so I sit alone with my thoughts, right? And my thoughts are dark. And they're negative, and sometimes positive. They're not all negative. Sometimes positive. But I sit alone with these thoughts, right? And I try to analyze these thoughts. And I also try to combat them. I try to put them next to my good thoughts. And so then I'm sitting around with good and bad thoughts inside of my head, trying to figure this shit all out. Because I'm by myself and I'm alone. Right. So when I finally do get the time, I'm in creative mode. And so all of this shit starts to come spewing out of me like water. Right. So I am the worst person. I am the absolute worst person that would pick up the phone and call you just out of nowhere. I'm that guy that won't call you until I need you.
This advertisement was produced by artificial intelligence. This season of Inconsistently Consistent is sponsored by Weird Clothing Company, which you can thank. To support, enter www.weirdclothing.co. Since the 1990s, streetwear has taken over fashion magazines as well as the streets it was inspired by. Despite being one of the most durable fashion trends, streetwear can be difficult to define. Streetwear originated in subcultures like the hip-hop scene in New York and the skate and surf scenes in California. Many of these influences are still present in streetwear today, but modern trends have a much wider influence. If you still don't know what streetwear is, but still want to wear the trends, you're not alone. The designer of Weird Clothing aimed to imbue clothing with both style and a message. This message became the goal of the first streetwear company in the world to combat bullying. Weird has never attempted to blend in, is a name you can be proud to wear, and instead of following trends, we've been the ones being followed by them. Find your movement, stop the hate, stop the bullying. The Weird movement never changes, it is always different. Now back to the show.
But then at that point in time, I fucked it up so bad that you don't want to talk to me because I didn't have time for you. So it's kind of like I said, it's this double-edged sword with time. And it's like, I want to get to a point where time doesn't mean anything to me. It's hard to get to this point where time just doesn't mean anything to me, where I can free flow between whatever it is that I'm doing and creating and also have time to spend time with everybody else. You know, like it's two of me, like it's three or four of me. Like I want to be split into these many people so that way I could do everything, right? I know it's not possible and I know I can't do that, but I want to get to a point where my time management is fucking better. I have the worst time management ever. And it's like, I try to narrow it down to days. I try to say, I'm going to do it on this day and nothing's going to stop me. And then life happens, right? And then I'm like, shit, life happened. What am I going to do? Now I'm going to play catch up. And sometimes I have to play catch up with shit that I'm into, that I really love doing, that I've spent time crafting. Like this show, right? I really love doing this show, and I really love talking about all the shit that's stuck in my head and trying to figure it out, right? But I also try to figure it out on camera. Like, I have a lot of these thoughts, like I told you, like negative, good thoughts, negative, good thoughts, negative, good thoughts, like all day long, right? And this shit's cooking inside my head, so I'm like, okay, so what's the next season going to be about? What's the next episode going to be about? How am I going to do this? Is this shit going to come out right? I'm always second guessing myself with the negative and the positive thoughts. So I bounce back and forth between these thoughts trying to figure this shit the fuck out, right? But among me trying to figure out my thoughts, my good and my bad side, right? Among me trying to do all of this, I have to find time for myself. Right? I gotta find time for the things that I really enjoy. Like, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy doing this show. I really enjoy working on Weird. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy doing these shits. But I also enjoy watching a good ass show, right? And binging the shit out of it. I also enjoy that. I also enjoy, you know, not that I'm not that great at it anymore. I'm gonna be very open and very, very transparent and clear. Listen, I'm not as good as I used to be with video games. I'm not, right? The older I get, it's something weird that happens. When you're playing a video game and the older you get, I don't know if it's just me, maybe it's just me, I don't know. But your hands and your fingers start not to work correctly as you're playing a game, and then you get super stimulated, and then once the dopamine wears off, then you're like, I don't want to play this shit anymore, my hands hurt. Like, I get a super duper high playing a game, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, hack slash shoot. This shit's starting to get bored. Swing this way, swing that way, hack slash shoot. Watch the map. Bad guys. So it's like, it starts to get repetitive to me. But don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good story. I enjoy a good game. I also enjoy a good audiobook, right? I love driving as well, too. These are just a few things that I'm into, right? But I don't get a chance to really do them because for my own selfish abilities, I guess you'd say, my own selfishness, I'm taking time away from myself to fill it with all the other things to get away from my negative thoughts. Because yes, if I fall into a video game, that's going to take me away from my thoughts. But then I feel like I've wasted a full day. You ever feel like that? Like when you get into adulthood, you feel like it's certain shit that you have fun doing. But when you're doing it as an adult, you feel like you're wasting a day away. That's how I kind of feel. I be feeling like I be wasting a day away not doing shit. That's how I be, you know, I can't just relax and just do the damn thing. You know what I mean? But I enjoy getting out. I enjoy seeing different things or whatnot, but it's so hard to do those things and still keep a schedule to what it is that you're creatively doing. It's so hard to do that because, I mean, I got so much stuff going on that it's hard for me to keep up. Right? Because I got shit scheduled out and I'm like, yeah, I got this shit scheduled out and I'm going this way and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Right? And not to mention, I've let AI step in and help me. Right? So I got AI helping me, but it's just never enough. I'm always chasing after my tail. At least lately, I've been chasing after my tail and trying to figure out like what's going to be the best time management tool that I can really, really utilize, right? So listener, if you have any ideas, shoot them in the comments, most definitely, please. If you know something that I don't know, please let me know. I mean, obviously, it goes back into like eating right as well too, right? Because when you eat right, you're supposed to prep your meals, you're supposed to do this shit at the beginning of the week, you're supposed to wash your clothes, you're supposed to clean your house, you're supposed to start the new week off every week doing something. But at the same time, like, who said that that was the correct way to do things, right? But I'm just playing devil's advocate by saying that you are supposed to set your week up in a certain way. But when you get locked into a schedule like that, it's hard to fit anybody else in. Inconsistently Consistent is sponsored by Podcorn. I found out about Podcorn during my many searches on YouTube. Do you know what I was looking for? Sponsorship for my podcast. I was wondering, where the hell is all the sponsorship at? Well, luckily enough for me, I was able to find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. All the opportunity in the world to make your company pop using my voice. It's a match made in heaven. Well, I signed up to Podcorn back in April of 2020 and submitted my pitch to my first company. I was thinking, I'm about to do it big, y'all. Get paid for my podcast. Well, I waited and waited, submitted a few more times to a few more companies, and nothing happened. And just when I was about to give up hope, the team over at Podcorn seen my greatness and gave me a shot. Ha! The American dream, right? So, if you're anything like me, searching for someone to find your greatness, sign up with Podcorn and find the brands that are waiting to hear your greatness. Podcorn, the leading podcast influencer marketplace. Now back to the show. Because you're locked into the schedule, right? You're locked into what it is that you need to do on Sunday to get ready for Monday and the rest of the week. Because if you don't have that right, then you just feel off for the rest of the week. You feel like you're fucking chasing your tail, like how I've been these last few weeks. So I've been feeling like I literally been chasing my fucking tail. But it's like a double-edged sword. Time management for me sucks, but at the same time, when I do have time management, it's like I haven't fit enough shit into my day to really be properly satisfied that I have reached and touched as many people as I could, right? I just don't have the time. So with that being said, I'm going to try to do some new things, right? I'm going to try to have better time management, right? I need to schedule. I need to pick up a fucking planner and start scheduling and penciling shit the fuck in. I think that would help me, but I'm not for sure. I'm going to try it and see how that works. You know, if scheduling shit in and scheduling people in, I need an assistant. Can you put me down for the 4 o'clock with my nephew? Can you put me in for 2 o'clock with my mom? Like, I need a fucking schedule. I need a planner to fucking schedule people in all while I'm surrounding. Because I don't, you know, you don't want to lose the mojo, right? You don't want to lose the creativity that you've already, you know, built up for the week to, like, have that shit come out. You don't want to lose it, right? You always want to keep it flowing. Keep it hot is what they say. But for me, I'm going to try to keep a schedule, to keep a like a plan, right? And plan these people in and plan out what it is that I'm going to do for the week. And also create the show and also, you know, do these things. Now, I'll tell you this much. This shit ain't finna happen overnight. So if you jump in my comments and say, hey, how's the time management going? Like, how's the planning going? Like a week after this show is fucking aired, you're probably going to get an answer like, I haven't started it yet, or I'm working on it. Because, I mean, it's just not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time to develop this habit. But it's a habit that I definitely want to introduce into my life just to give myself more time, more patience, more understanding of where people are coming from that are surrounding in my sphere. That's such a great way to fucking sum it up. Like, I want to start planning to get better. But I think if I plan it out, like I plan other things, right? If I plan it out, I think I will have a better success rate in not just having people in my sphere more happy with me, right? Because sometimes, look, listener, sometimes this is literally how the people in some of my sphere, right? This is how literally they get to talk to me. They get to watch me do this show. This is when they get a chance to really talk to me because I just don't have the time. So I'm going to try to plan things out a little bit better. So my time management is better, right? Because it's just fucking insane. My schedule is chaos right now, okay? But for some reason, I find the greatest shit in fucking like chaos, right? When shit's chaos to me, that's when I'm like cooking. I'm like, yes, my ideas are firing. I know it's weird to say, like I find greatness in chaos. And maybe you're like that too. I don't know. But I find greatness in chaos. And especially when I'm crunched for time, it makes me go even fucking harder. So we're gonna see if the scheduling will make this water journey a little better. Because right now, the fucking tide is high and the water is fucking wavy and it's rocky right now because there's so much chaos going on. But I find greatness in my chaos, right? I know where everything is at. Remember, I told you in a couple of episodes ago that I fucking do shit and think that everybody in my sphere is already up to, and they already know exactly what I'm doing. And then when they don't know what I'm doing, I get pissed at them. So I gotta be better. The goal is to be better. Time management, right? So when I talked about the 5-year, the 10-year, the 20-year goal, that goal comes with time management. And I know that. So when a person asks me, you know, do you have time for yourself with all that you do? The answer is no. But I'm working on it because I want to introduce new things into my life. And I know if I don't get better time management, those things won't happen. I'll still stay stuck in the loop. So, listen, thanks for listening. This is going to be a short episode. Like, I just wanted to really touch really quick on time management because, man, I have the worst fucking time management and I'm trying to get better at it. It's something that I want to do in my near future and I want to get better at my time management. So thank you so much for listening. I'm sure your ears will thank your brain later. Inconsistently consistent. I'm out.